Also, questions about patients with BRCA1 and 2 mutations. How do you screen for ovarian cancer in those patients?
It's been a subject of study. We know that there is no good data that doing either CA125 or transvaginal sonogram actually is particularly effective in screening. Be that as it may, that's generally what we recommend. We actually, in our patients who we diagnose with a BRCA1 or 2 mutation, actually feel much more strongly about removing their ovaries prophylactically than breast surgery. And women, you know, I think mentally, psychologically, breast surgery is a much bigger issue. Medically, having your ovaries out, particularly if you're premenopausal, is a bigger issue. But we say if you're done with childbearing, then we ought to be at least addressing it. Screening, we tend to use transvaginal sonogram with color Doppler imaging, and we use CA125, but we keep the proviso that neither of those are perfect. You may know that Steve Skates did a study through the Cancer Genetics Network to look at sort of not so much the value of CA125, but an algorithm to look at changes in CA125. And the hypothesis there is that each woman has a normal CA125 and that it's changes in that baseline CA125 that should be the sort of red flag for you. I think, unfortunately, CA125 is not a great measure for disease that is confined to the ovary. It's a good measure when disease is outside the ovary, but as a screening tool, when you want to detect premalignant or surgically curable disease confined to the ovary, it doesn't tend to be a great tool. And so we worry about these patients a lot and continue to encourage them to think about prophylactic oophorectomy when they're done childbearing.